This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، بيده الخير يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. يا من ألوذ به فيما أؤمله، وأستعيذ به مما أحاذره. لا يجبر الناس عظما أن تكاسره، ولا يهيضون عظما أن تجابره. وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومصطفانا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح لهذه الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة، وتركنا على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها سواء، لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. فاللهم اجزه عنا خير ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته، إنك على كل شيء قدير. ثم أما بعد، أيها الأحبة في الله، أحييكم بتحية الإسلام، فسلام الله عليكم ورحمته وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters, today I will be talking about a situation that all of us have it. All of us have the same situation that I will discuss today. The situation is how to understand the predestination of Allah, or how to understand the destiny or the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How it will work out. How لنا كيف لنا أن نفهم عمل القدر، قدر الله عز وجل. Some of us might say, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created wickedness or evil or poverty or illness? Why a lot of children, innocent children, get killed everywhere? Why some children died Is it okay to see all these hassles around us? And why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not save us? Why Allah did not save believers, at least pious and righteous people? Why Allah put them in the trials and difficulties in their life? Why? We need to understand why. And the story that I have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran. And the Quran this is the words of Allah, has no doubt. Because it might happen to some of us to say, this is not true story, false story. But when the story was mentioned in the Quran, means this is 100% true. And when we ask ourselves, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Prophet Moses to meet with the Al-Khadr alayhi salam, peace be upon them, it was easy for Allah azza wa jal to reveal it to Prophet Musa directly, to train him like he trained him with the stick. How the stick will change to be snake and how it will come back again to its condition. How Allah prepared him to meet with the Pharaoh, Fir'aun. But this is the other situation all of us have in our life. And we will have two presenters. One of them, which is Al-Khadr alayhi salam, will present the decree of Allah. And the other one, which is Musa alayhi salam, will present us, the human beings. And we will see how the discussion will work out between them. And Al-Khadr alayhi salam will present Allah's decree, the destiny, the predestination of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the qadr. And Musa alayhi salam will present us as a human being. And we will start. I will not mention the story because the story in Surah Al-Kahf, in the chapter of the cave, but I will have very highlights for all of us as a guidelines today to feel satisfied with our conditions and with our Lord in our life. First of all, when they have the first stage of the story, when they arrive the boat, the small ship, and Al-Khadr alayhi salam, he broke it. And first condition that Al-Khadr asked Musa alayhi salam, you will not be able to be patient. And this is for all of us. When we have any calamities or any difficulties in our life, most of us, we might feel. Because we have no patience. We do not understand what is the wisdom of Allah to make this issue in a certain way. But when we take a step back and look at the big circle, we might understand. When we read the story in the Quran, when we recite the story in the Quran, we might understand now. It makes sense, make a lot of sense. And we need to ask ourselves every time, are we able really to have patience with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because Allah will never ever wrong anyone of his servants and his slaves. It will benefit us sooner or later. But some of us might learn the lesson and some of us not. In the first stage of the story, when he broke the small ship and they did not take money for their ride, and he broke it, and Musa alayhi salam was surprised. How come that those people treated us in very nice way and you broke their boat? Why? And he reminded him, be careful. You have to stick with your promise. Didn't I tell you, you will not have patience. You will not be patient with me. And he reminded. He said, I'm so sorry for what I have done. Just give me an excuse. And they continue in the second stage of the story, the second part of the story. When they arrive to enter the other side of the sea, and he found a child, and he killed him. He killed innocent child. And Musa alayhi salam, like most of us, we are human. He was rejected what happened. And he raised his voice in this time. The first time he said, لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا إِمْرَى. And this time he said, لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا نُكْرَى. He raised his voice because it was something unbelievable. And he returned back in the same level. أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكَ. Didn't I tell you, you will not have patience with me? And he remembered again. He did apologize to him. And he said, this is the last chance for me. Give me one more chance. If I ask you again, or if I reject whatever you have done, we will not continue in the same trip together. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, may Allah has mercy with my brother Moses. If he just gave himself some chance, we will learn from Al-Khadr alayhi salam. Subhanallah. Because it will benefit us when we learn about the wisdom behind these three occasions that Al-Khadr did. We will feel satisfied with what he has done. Because this is unseen for us. And we cannot judge any situation without knowing the situation very well. The first stage, what he has done, he broke the small ship. And when he explained for Moses, peace be upon them, he said, وَكَانَ وَرَاءَهُمْ مَلِكٌ يَأْخُذُ كُلَّ سَفِينَةٍ غَصْبًا. It was a bad king, oppressor. And he took all the ships without agreement from its owners. But when he found that the ship is not qualified for his army, he left it for them. And Allah mentioned it was for poor people. كانت لمساكين يعملون في البحر. This was only a source for their families. Subhanallah. If Al-Khadr keep it in good condition, and after a few hours, the king will take